have a great night. Thank you so much. And have a good night.
Pushers, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Not to cut off New Jeans, they're great, but that's not what we're playing tonight. I don't know what we are playing, honestly. I do want to play some new Salute, so I'm gonna do that while I like catch my breath, because it is like 92 degrees outside at 11 p.m. and I was raised in Wisconsin, so I wasn't built for this. But we'll play some Salute for a little bit while I log in. And maybe, like, turn up the AC a little bit. We'll see. But here is, I have no idea how to even say this word, but it's, like, G-B-E-S-O-K-E, Jibosuke. I have no idea. This won't be the only Salute song we play tonight. I may play most of the EP that he just released, which is by the same name, Jibosuke. It's really good. I feel like Salute has such a firm grasp on, like, what makes a groove danceable and like just lightweight and like fun, you know, like you don't need to care too much, you can just like move. So try and identify some of that in this music and dance a little bit if you have the energy at 11 p.m. and turn that AC up if you can, because it is really hot out there. I'm sweating like crazy. Oh no. Okay, anyway, here's Jibosuke by Salute. Yeah, maybe not. Okay, this is aux 2. Come on, let's see. I apologize for this. It's been a second, as we all know. Let's try that. I still don't really hear anything. This is so sad. Okay, let me try maybe reopening. I hope all of you had a nice month. It's been like so hot. It was like 106 today during the day, and my housemate went for a bike ride during lunch. I think that might have killed me. Like, I get so ornery when it's hot. It's not fun. Okay, let's try this again. It's still not making any noise. That is so sad. Let me try the other aux chord. Oh, okay, it's at least playing out of my computer, so that's good to know. I was wondering maybe it would be the application that I was running it through. There we go. Sorry, everybody. Let's try that. There we go. Here it is. Jibosuke by Salute and Peter Zan. We'll be right back.
Beso que, beso que, beso que, beso que, lole, 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 lole. Beso que, beso que, beso que, beso que, lole, 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 lole. Make it bounce. Got your girlfriend screaming wow. Been dreaming of larger amounts. Trip or drown. I swear fit in a lost and found. Tell a bad man watch his mouth. Take your hood off, grab a growl. I get money, I smoke loud. Shayo, shayo. Till the sun comes down. Till the roof comes off this house. I smoke loud. Shayo, shayo. Till the sun comes down. Till the roof comes off this house. I make it bounce.
Track. I love how bouncy those bass lines are in like every single Salute track. It's so fun. So fun to just like groove to. I think when I saw Young Bae, he dropped a couple Salute tracks, which makes sense. They're very like similar artists, I feel like. Salute's definitely a little bit more electronic, but just such a fun, like groovy vibe. Another track on this EP that I want to play is the very next one. I guess this is just a single, so I don't want to call it an EP. Let me call it by its real name. But it's called Heaven in Your Arms, and the vocalist is Jesse Ware, and it is so good. Like, it reminds me so much of like almost like worship music, or like, you know, like chorus music. And I grew up very religious. I'm not super religious anymore, but I still have like a really deep appreciation for like wide, like super, like, larger than life, you know, vocals, and that's really present in a lot of worship and kind of like choir songs. And it's fun to hear that, I guess, emphasis, or I don't know, that strength of volume or whatever. I don't really know what to call it, but like that motif in a more electronic setting and dancey vibe makes it like, I feel like this would just be like pure euphoria on the dance floor. I remember like going to a more like religious like concert at one point, and they played like a bunch of worship music, which like doesn't get like super super hype for the most part, but I was like, wow, this is like super fun. Like, I would love to go to more of these concerts. And like most of that was because I think of how like into it everyone was when they were singing, because, you know, religion can be very very empowering and motivating. But I think in like this track, in a like rave scene or in a club with a bunch of other people who are just, you know, sweaty and want to dance and like have a good time, I think that could be super super fun, and everyone kind of just like screaming this, one of those kind of like anthem songs. Very very fun. I like it a lot, and it's maybe a little loud this late at night, so if you're winding down for bed, I apologize. But here is Heaven in Your Arms by Salute and Jesse Ware, and then we'll maybe get into some more aggressive, more hyper stuff. That'll be your real warning if you're drifting off to bed. This will be one of our more chill ones upcoming. Ooh, that intro.
Cause baby, you made my dreams come.
great track. I love, love, love the vocals in that. I was totally in the studio just walking around screaming, like, as loud as I could to that chorus. It's just so fun. Also good for your body, I think, to, like, you know, let out so much air and then need to breathe in super hard. I already have, like, definitely some breathing problems. I saw a comedian do a bit on sleep apnea that was, like, so good. Like, sorry, like, if you struggle with sleep apnea, it stinks. I don't know if I do yet. I'm probably gonna get a sleep study, we'll see. But, like, that, it stinks. You basically just, like, stop breathing because your body's like, what if I decided to do that and there's no reason for it? Okay, I don't know, I should probably look into it more before I start making medical statements. But yeah, I've noticed also, like, during the day, I'll just, like, stop breathing. Like, when I get, like, really focused on something, I'll notice that I kind of, like, clench my jaw a little bit, and I'll, like, not blink or breathe. And then, like, 45 seconds later, I'm like, oh, I need to, like, take care of myself as a human being, which is weird. Like, why? I feel like those should be in the same vein as, like, a heartbeat, right? Like, I don't have to control my heart. Why am I having to control my lungs like that? But anyway, two Salute songs back to back, both very, very good. Love, love, love the vocals of that one. The other two on this single, and it's released as a single because Heaven in Your Arms came out a while ago. I think it came out last year. And the other track is Saving Flowers, which also came out a while ago. The Hudson Mohawk remix of Saving Flowers is really cool. Takes it in a different direction, a little bit like keener, I guess, or a little bit more like driven. Very fun. I want to play some music that, like, maybe no one has heard tonight, because I don't know, I like crate digging a little bit and finding artists in, like, other artist streams and production, you know, videos and stuff like that. So here's an artist called At Risk that I found, I think, in a Bishu stream, maybe an Eliminate stream, but I think it was a Bishu stream. And this track is, like, it's really cool. It kind of gives me the same vibes as, like, Ecstasy of Soul, like that fusion of, like, Western slash, like, really weird wubs and, like Alien Cowboy, you know. And you'll definitely know what I mean by that when I tell you that the song is called Big Iron and is, like, a W-wubby song. So let me know what you think about this one, or don't. I don't care. Just listen to it. It's really good. No, I like it. Here's Big Iron. I really like some of the vocals in this too, but most importantly, I love the, like, rhythm of this. It's very, like, choppy, and gives it a really a fun groove, like, for a wubby or dubby drop. So wubby dubby in the tub. Here is Big Iron.
Noise there, partner.
great track. I love a track that has like a cool kind of like, you know, cyber future alien soundscape, and then something really like really really strong leading the track, like that drop. That's a big kind of, you know, a motif in a lot of like Grizz and Levity music, is in their sounds, is like these super like otherworldly sounds, also like Closey and Alice Dream, stuff like that. Absolutely love it, and I feel like At Risk and Hyperlight really killed it on that track. So that's called Big Iron. Go check it out. Another At Risk song that I like is called Let Go, but it's also very different, so keep that in mind. But definitely an artist to keep an ear on, perhaps. Aha, see what I did? Okay, anyway, I also want to play, like, on that note, I want to play some of the new Grizz mixtape. He, like, as some of you may know, Grizz came back this year and announced that he's going to be throwing a festival in Virginia, in not Arlington, but Arrington. And that is, like, that's the middle of nowhere. Like, there's no border to this town. There is just, like, houses that kind of are in the town and aren't. And then that's how you know where the town is. Like, kind of where people decide, they say, I live in this town or not. It's maybe, like, 700 people total. And I think there's, like, over 10,000 tickets to this thing. So I don't really know how those, like, convenience stores and even grocery stores are going to, like, keep up. But we'll see how that goes. But Grizz is just this fantastic, fantastic artist, like, who curates a very funky groove, I guess, with a mix of electronic and brass and just a lot of really, like, positive vibes, very hippie sometimes, otherwise very, like, alien sounds and really, I would say, like, a trendsetter in the like deep wubby sphere of music. Like some of the more fun dubstep has really been brought about through Grizz. And he took a hiatus for about 2 years, in October of 2023. He'll be coming back in October of this year. But in kind of over, I don't know, maybe since like March, I forget exactly when it was. Maybe February? he kind of announced he's coming back. I've got all this stuff that I want to share with you. Here's some new music. And recently he released this Side Quest mixtape, which is 51 minutes of really great music. I love it. It's like a super fun mix. If you love Grizz's sound and style, like, you have to check it out. It feels just like listening to a set of his, but like at home. And his sets are literally magical. Like, you can just feel like you're in a completely different world because his stage presence is so fun. He brings like a whole band up there and a bunch of people, like a lot of collabs on his songs. Like, he works a lot with Prob Cause and tours with him. They do a lot of production together, and Prob Cause has actually really moved up his like DJ career, kind of, I think, through working with Grizz. And then it's also like a really nice blend of like some nice, I feel like, current sounds mixed with, you know, Grizz's motif. Or I'm using that word a lot tonight. I'm very brain tired. I'm like, work is very busy right now, so it's kind of messing with me. And I also like didn't get a lot of sleep last night. And also, I don't do very well in the heat. I know I said that already, but I think my brain actually gets like cooked, and I get really, I don't know, it's hard to focus. But I want to play some of the Grizz. Let's see, I want to play Bust, because this song is crazy. My reaction to it is, it sure made me. I'll let you figure that one out for yourself. And then I want to play Till the Speakers Blow with Prob Cause, because that isn't out yet, but the flow by Prob Cause is so fun. Like, he does a little bit of a reference to, I have to look up what the song is called, but I can't remember it right now. I only remember the remix by Slippy, and that is definitely not what it's called. But we'll play some of these. I'm going to jump around this playlist a bit, but I want to play the beginning just so you know what it's like when it starts, because it's really fun. He announced that, like, while he was on his hiatus, he spent a lot of time, you know, reconnecting with his friends, trying to, you know, do things other than music and tour and, you know, curate a party for everyone else and instead, you know, live his own life for a little bit and throw a party for his friends and himself. Really embrace a lot of, like, his, I don't know, his interest in Dungeons and Dragons during that time, and this, hence the mixtape being called Side Quest. And he hired Matthew Mercer, who is the voice for, I think it's Dimension 20, or one of those, you know, D&D podcasts, to kind of voice over and do lines over it, similar to how, like, Skrillex got DJ Smokey to do lines over it. But the Grizz ones are also, they're very much more controlled, and they're just like, oh, this is a side quest, you know? But very fun. So I want you to hear a little bit of that, and also just this first track getting into it. It's RTR by Grizz, mixed with Indigetto by J Balvin and Skrillex. Super fun intro to this mix, to, like, I don't know, it definitely gets you, like, bouncy on your feet and, like, ready for what's to come, I feel like. And then I'll probably skip over to Bust, and then I'll skip over to Till the Speakers Blow, and I'll talk a little bit in between, maybe just to let you know that I'm skipping, but let's get into it. This is really fun. That's a Grizz line. He says let's get into it a lot, but here's the beginning of Side Quest. Very fun. I've heard it a lot. Check it out.
Welcome, friend. Sometimes the most interesting journeys are a side quest.
Two-step Naso, but that's the next track on that one. That's on his most recently released EP, so go check that out if you haven't already, because that is insane. Super, super fun. I remember when that dropped, it didn't drop on Spotify originally. It was only on Apple Music, and my friend bought it on Apple Music. It was like his first iTunes purchase in like a while. Shout out Nate, we've had him on the show. And he sent me the files, and then like 17 hours later, it came out on Spotify or whatever. We were like, okay, well, you know, we got the sneak peek, and honestly, it was worth it, because I was jamming so hard at, like, 9 a.m., and then 3 hours later on Spotify or whatever it was. But, really great. I love the intro to that, and you can see what I mean maybe by now some of those more like otherworldly sounds, lots of like tube distortion, so you get a lot of those like you know, you don't know, but it's fine, because how could you have known from that sound effect? It was both quiet and inaccurate. Anyway, I'm gonna skip to Bust. This is featuring Craig, C-R-E-G. I thought it was Rio Craigon. It sounds very similar to him. But this is a groove right here. I really like this one. Let me see if I can skip around here. I'm like, I don't often use... This is just hosted right on SoundCloud, so I can't... I'm not used to using it to like navigate around. I don't know if I can actually do it. It's going to be like, I need to log in. Oh, man, I thought I was logged in. Oh, okay, it did log me in. Okay, now I can move around. Sorry. Let's go to Bust, and I'll go a little bit prior so that you can hear a little bit of the transition into it. This is coming out of a track, Swervin' by Grizz, which I don't think is out yet either, mixed with Ramirez Beige Butter. Here it is. I love Grizz so much. He's so cool, man. he's just so cool. Okay. Also, it might be really loud because I think SoundCloud has a lower or a higher ceiling than my other streaming service. So adjust your volume accordingly. I'm sorry. I'll do my best as well.
Got a brand new ribbon and make it. Okay. I don't want no
The mix of like that trap lead that's like really reminiscent in like Smack Talk or like Fiend, you know, that like that whir kind of sounds like, you know, it like has a portamento. Okay, I need to cool it a little bit on the sound effects probably, but very glidey, and then right into that super like I keep using the word wub, but that's what it's called. It's a wub, man, and it's so like pronounced. It's so like, it honestly feels very much like liney, you know, where it's almost like frog or a duck kind of like quack ribbit kind of sound, but it's so like pronounced and I love it so much. I can't wait to like hear that live in a show and just start going wah, 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 like super loud. I love being annoying to dubstep drops in the club. So fun. Recently a DJ, shout out Audrey, local DJ in Mass, and she kills it every time. She dropped The Drop by Gammer, which was like the number one electronic song of maybe 2014. I don't know when it came out, actually. Let me check. Maybe that's 16. The Drop, Gammer, 2019. Nailed it. But that was like, I think it was the same year as like God's Plan. And at Ultra, it was the number two song under God's Plan. And that was, like, a really big deal, I feel like, for Gammer. Like, his career definitely swelled for a bit at that time. But also, like, the track was basically a demo that he passed around to a bunch of DJs and was like, what do you guys think of this? And they were like, just release it. Like, it's, I've just been dropping it at shows and everyone goes feral every time. And it's so fun to hear. And I feel like I haven't really heard it that much live because I kind of missed the era where it was really popular. But Audrey dropped it at most recent show. And it was really good. I just saw RL Grime this weekend with my usual gang and my girlfriend. She was visiting. And it was a very, very fun time. And I really yelled when it got to the drop. So I was very happy to show a little early and catch most of Audrey's set. Or all of Audrey's set. Yeah, very, very fun. Okay, now that I'm done talking about being annoying to different songs, let me get to a song that isn't annoying. This is called, I don't know what that transition was. I'm still rusty a little bit. But here is Prob Cause on Till the Speakers Blow. This is also by Grizz. Cannot wait for this release. It's going to be sick. This flow is immaculate. I love it. I love the part where he starts going like, he says, I've been a reckless renegade. No other MC spit it as nice as me or something. And that flow, like the way that the tempo flows or the syncopation or whatever the, you know, right audio technical words are for that. The rhythm's so good. I love it. I love rapping along to this one. Very, very fun. Yeah, I'm a white boy who raps. What are you going to do about it? Anyway, here it is. Bye. I'm out in Rio with me. I'm a dog. Step up in all of these different records. Don't need to say you know who we are. Can you believe that we made it this far? Still the same me that I've been from the start. Know what I bring. I've been playing my part. SideQuest. We out here. I got that gold plated, go to flow. Underground, I keep it low. Living legend, keep it bouncing. Turn up till the speakers blow. Till the speakers blow. Turn up till the speakers blow. Till the speakers blow. Hold up, let them flow. I've been a rector, renegade MC. None of them spit as nice as me. Rapping with a mic so hype, you might just lose your mind with a sight to see. I don't got no time for the bullshit. This work here is life for me. Music from that underground. Honestly, that's life for me. Hey, yo, what it do? I just stayed a couple strong. Spread around the city like some dancing all around. I'm on. But I hit a party, I've been feeling out of body. Getting ready, ain't nobody gonna stop me. I got that gold plated, go to flow. Underground, I keep it low. Living legend, keep it bouncing. Turn up till the speakers blow. Till the speakers blow. Turn up till the speakers blow. Till the speakers blow. Hold up, let them flow. I better wreck this renegade MC. None of them spit as nice as me. Better take off, gonna go full ride. Get private, sitting in a pilot seat. Stay the edible, feeling incredible. I'm at the pinnacle, flow is impeccable. Taking my vitamins, eating my vegetables. Out of my mind, but I'm interdimensional. Feel I'm not from this earth. Like, why even belong here, but on some other world? My mind, it drifts, it goes on lots of trips. But when I spit these flows, I take off on rocket ships. Flow underground, I keep it low. Living legend, keep it bouncing. Turn up till the speakers cause blow, 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 blow. Who the fuck is this? Yeah. Hold up. I got the. Up. Music from that underground, honestly, that's life for me. Hold up. All right, So that's that. If you like that, go check out the rest of the mixtape. It's super, super fun. Let me look around, see what other ones I really liked. I liked Mamacita by Grizz. That's also not out. He also mixed it with Little Sims Fever. That was right before Till the Speakers Blow, so you heard a little bit in the intro of the previous one. I'm trying to figure out Diva by Rekno. The Grizz flip is super fun. The Fiend Grizz flip is super fun. It's a good vibe. Also, I just love Grizz so much. He is like the embodiment of like a good time. He's just so, I don't know. I know that there's a lot of, you know, portrayal that happens on social media, but I genuinely feel like Grizz is someone who, you know, takes care of his mind and his body best he can, and like wants that for the rest of the world, and like does so in a way of trying to spread positivity and just good vibes and, you know, keeping people in the right headspace. So shout out Grizz, can't wait to see him again. He's a total king, and a super fun performer. On the Prob Cause note, let's see, there's Big Gigantic just released a big gigantic album called Fluorescence, and I think Prob Cause is on here a couple of times. Yeah, it's on, or he's on Highway and Hyperreal, and I wanted to play Hyperreal. I think I had Highway queued for last show, but Hyperreal has Blank on it as well, and I think I just liked this one more, if I recall, but I'm not super sure. But we'll do one more Prob Cause, because I'm kind of feeling, I like his flow right now. So let's get into it, and then maybe we'll play the new Slumberjack. We'll do a PSA, and I might head out like right on time this time, because it's hot and I'm really tired. But this has been fun. Let's play Hyperreal, Big Gigantic, Blank, Prob Cause.
So surreal, it's more like a dream. Swallowed into a dream. The sky looks surreal, like something I never seen. There's magic everywhere if you open your eyes wide. Take a leap of faith, we about to go for a ride. Feel the breeze, let it ease your mind. Let it go, just take your time. Seem so serene, getting lost in the flow. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Let's go. Kick it. Do not lose your mind.
Very fun groove. I like it. I love a lot of those, you know, I've been saying it, but like the spacey, soundscapey, combined with really deep wubs. Super fun. I love the vibe so much. I also wanted to point out a line from Prob Cause's rap on the previous track where he's like, at times I feel that I'm not from this earth. Like I'm an alien from another world or something like that. Goes crazy. So real. He has a line like that in probably like 45% of his songs. And it's true, man. He's different. He's from a different planet. And relatable. We are all planets in our own right. Shout out Star-Lord from Marvel, I think he's a planet, right? Is that spoilers? Anyway. Let's see. Next up. What did I want to play? Okay. Well, let me do the PSA. This is an important one. I'm putting my glasses on for the audio listeners out there. That's a joke. You're all audio listeners. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. It's true. Don't do that. It's, like, really stupid, in my opinion. Like, everyone has a right to their own intelligence and a right to prove it, but, like, I'm very quick to dismiss someone who, in the age of Uber, is willing to risk their and other people's lives because they're intoxicated at the wheel. Knock that off immediately. Okay, now that I've, like, berated strangers, I'm gonna play the new Slumberjack, and then maybe we'll do, like, the new Tsunami, because it's, like, a kind of a techno song, so it's, like, you know, it's driven, but it'll cool us down a little bit, and then maybe I can play some of the new Caravan Palace mixes. They just released, like, a mixtape as well on Spotify, and it's super, super fun, and one of the members, the one who does a lot of the production, did a bunch of remixes on it, so he goes by Shiny Mob, and there's a lot of kind of, like, more clubby, house versions of some of these tracks that are really fun. I like a lot of them, and they did one on my favorite from the album called Spirits, which definitely takes it in a different direction. I think I really liked Spirits because of the emphasis on the lyrics and the vocal airiness, but that's not as present in this one, but I still really like the track, so we'll maybe play that or one of the other mixes. But for now, here is Make You Sick by Slumberjack and Curran. I really like this one. Slumberjack's been getting a lot of hate recently because they've been stepping away from trap, which is what really built up their brand. But every time they release like a heater like this, I love it. Like I want one of these. I want this. I want Reptiles. I want what are some of the other Slumberjack tracks that I want to hear live on the floor? Let's see. This, Reptiles, Pedestal, Python would be sick, although I think that one is kind of more trappy, to be honest. And North would be crazy. North is also a little trappy, honestly, so okay, maybe I do see what the people are saying. Their trap is also pretty good, but I like this a lot. I think also they've been releasing a lot of like remixes and stuff that don't actually get releases, but like they get teased or something, and they're more like housey. But I like this one a lot. It's got a lot of the modern elements of an emphasis on just an overabundance of cool percussion and rhythms to keep the drop running fast. So here is Make You Sick, and it's the type of beat to make you sick. Thank you. good stuff. Good stuff. I like it. I yawned right at the end, which is crazy because I was kind of like, I was bouncing around a bit for the drop, but now I'm kind of tired. I'm not going to lie. It's really warm. I don't think I have any, like, I want a fun beverage when I get home. Like, not any, like, too fun. Be careful, FCC. I'm not talking about that. I mean, like, soda or, like, a fun little juice. But all I have is orange juice, and that's not really, like, I love a good orange juice in the morning, but I don't really know if I want midnight orange juice. Crazy title for a Lana Del Rey track. I don't listen to Lana Del Rey. Anyway, I am just going to skip Hold Me by Tsunami, but I recommend checking it out. It's about 5 minutes long and mostly techno, so it's pretty straightforward, but I really like it. I feel like Tsunami's really been going outside of the comfort zone lately. Like, she just released like a hardcore track recently, which is wild. Did not expect that from her, maybe ever. So I'm really excited to see kind of where this leads or ends up. I think some of the tracks that she's been releasing lately are super cool, so check out Tsunami. And I am just gonna play the Spirits Shiny Mob mix, and maybe I'll pick one more out of this mix album if I can. Oh no, okay, there we go. Yeah, we'll play this, and then maybe one more from the mix album. This one concludes the mix album, so there might be a nice little outro, and then I'll find another one that I liked. But here is Spirits, the remix by Shiny Mob by Caravan Palace.
Didn't you ask for Grandpa Swing?
All right. Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like the original Spirits so much. Like, the lyrics of, like, silencing your fears and your dreams unfurl is just cute. And then the, like, chorus of the lead Zoe just kind of being like, I don't like it, and the background vocals being like, sure you do, or why don't you, or what's the reason not to, and she's like, I don't care, I don't like it. I feel like that a lot, and so I really like that song. That's kind of been my anthem of positive denial, or not denial, but like, what's the word when you, maybe it is denial, not denial like towards the self, but like when you just claim no to something, but you're kind of doing it in a positive way. You're like, no, I don't like it. I don't know. But anyway, I like it, which is ironic. Last song. This is Bun.